Gene, how are you?
Pretty good.
Glad to hear you. Is that wife still living with you?
Yeah, she's with me.
Well, she's a very understanding, tolerant woman. I've always had great respect for her and great understanding and sympathy for her. Just have to live around a guy like you very long.
Well, is it growing?
I thought you was going to say, well, I reciprocate the feeling. I wondered how yours live with you.
It's a hard life for everybody.
Well, it's not. I don't think we have to work too much now. We got a lot of snow on the ground. We can't get to work.
That's right.
I've been reading about your concern on the bombing.
Yes.
And I can very well understand because it's been a major line of inquiry and. Practically every meeting of 30-40 that we have had. And I understand the basis of your concern and doubt and perhaps fear. I thought that if you had the information I had, that you might be assuaged somewhat and relieved somewhat, and at least maybe you could suggest a better alternative or something else. And I asked last night that they try to get Max Taylor, who I believe to be a reasonably good combination of a diplomat who understands something about military matters, because after he left here and went to the Lincoln Center, and we got in our troubles, the president called him back here and had him sit there from the presidential desk and veto and say no to lots of things. And then finally, as just kind of a final salute, made him chairman of the Joint Chiefs to kind of hold those folks. But as generals go, one who understands military strategy, he's about as good as we have from the political side. And we had him, that's one reason I sent him out to Vietnam to work with Westmoreland. He could still give Westmoreland leadership, but give me some protection on targets and things. And I thought if it was agreeable to you, and if you had the time in the next day or two, that I would like to have him sit down and answer your question. He might not give you proof. I doubt you'd ever accept proof. I mean, that what would satisfy him or some person of his background might not satisfy you or me. But at least he has the best presentation of it, which I don't think you've had available to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I think your country needs you right at this particular stage of the affairs, and it's pretty hard for me to carry them and y'all too. And I want you to know as much of it as you can so that I have to spend a minimum time fighting with you.
Well, we would have to worry very much about our attack.
Oh, hell, you don't have any idea. You don't have any idea what it costs us.
Yeah.
A letter of 15 cost me more than 50 planes shot out. They think that. They're living on it. They're thriving on it. They believe it. They think that this government, that the big problem. See, I think Ho's got some problems that he's liable to break up on. I think it's their question whether he's in charge or not.
Yeah.
And he thinks the same thing about me because of Eddie Chainway and Hartke and the boys from Wisconsin and North Dakota and, you know, the old the states there. And he honestly believes that in this country, and I don't